Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Alliance Tax Resolution, call them today for a free consultation at 262-786-4442. That's 262-786-4442. AllianceTaxUSA.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Wendy's is dropping the hammer with two made-to-order breakfast sandwiches for just $4. So if you've been wronged by pre-made breakfast and their frozen folded eggs and rubbery microwaved bacon, get to Wendy's and get the breakfast you deserve. Like the honey butter chicken biscuit, classic bacon egg and cheese, and the classic sausage egg and cheese. Choose any two of them for just $4. Justice is served. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Offer valid for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. Single item at regular price.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
WSSP Milwaukee.
Can't get no better. The best.
One station for true Packers fans.
Count on having a laugh every hour.
1250 AM, The Fan. Sports Flash, right now.
Hey, good morning. From the 1250 AM, The Fan Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvath. First on The Fan, Giannis 38 points. Chris Middleton had 31 as the Bucks outlasted the Pelicans last night. 129-125, the fourth straight victory for the Bucks, who finish the night and pretty much the first half of the season in third place in the East. Zion 34 points. Brandon Ingram 23 for the Pelicans. Dante DiVincenzo had a career high 24 points. Up next for the Bucks, as we approach the All-Star break, they host the Clippers, who are 11-4 on the road on Sunday. The Bucks last played the Clippers back on December 6th of 2019, winning that one 119-91. More news from around the association. Timberwolves guard Malik Beasley has been suspended for 12 games without pay in the wake of pleading guilty to a felony count of threats of violence as a result of an incident back in September, the NBA announced yesterday. NFL news, Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade. His agent Mark Rogers told ESPN. He told ESPN that Wilson is planning on staying in Seattle, but if he were to be traded, he would only consider going to Dallas, New Orleans, Las Vegas, or Chicago. Tiger Woods has been transferred to a medical center in Los Angeles following his single vehicle crash on Tuesday that left him with serious leg injuries. Woods was transferred on Wednesday night. We'll have more updates on that throughout the day. Read more online, 1250amthefan.com. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio, 1250 AM The Fan. Coming up, we got a commercial-free hour of the Bart Winkler Morning Show, recapping the Bucks' victory over the Pelicans, talking some football and some trivia with Paul Emig as well.
Hell yeah, all sports. Hell yeah, all sports.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
live and local.
It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, producer Todd. Paul Emig will join us in a little bit. An unofficial producer of the show. I got an email here from Tony. Real email. I kid you not. Real email sent to my Gmail account. He says, you had Tim Allen on the show Wednesday.
Tim Allen? What did Tim Allen have to say? Oh, I don't want to hear your sob story over there.
About what?
About being tired.
I didn't say nothing. I thought Tim was French, so I called him Tim Allen.
Oh, okay. Go on.
You tired, bud? I mean, it's just kind of weird, wacky Friday.
I am a little tired, to be honest. Can I? Do you need me this hour?
Yeah, I will die without you on
air. Sam's here.
But Sam's doing other stuff.
What does he got going?
Oh, he's got produced a big show.
Well. All right, go on, though.
Didn't you think his name was Paul?
Who?
Wright, the big show?
No.
Paul White.
No, I knew it was Paul White.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Tony says, you had Tim Allen on the show Wednesday.
Yep.
I agreed with him for the first time ever.
Oh, jeez.
When he said Arcia was a good shortstop. Just because he's not Carlos Correa or Tatis Jr.
Of all the things that you agree with Tim on, it was that Arcia is a good shortstop.
Doesn't mean he's not good.
Yeah.
Probably the third best player on the team last year.
He was, actually.
Yeah, Arcia is good. Arcia, you're going to see him a lot. We'll talk more Brewers baseball on Monday because they play their first game on Sunday. And so I don't think that one's on TV. A bunch of them are going to be on TV, though.
Yeah, that's why I didn't put that on the poll, because I put up a poll, like, what are you looking forward to this weekend? During my show, or your show that I do. And I didn't put the Brewers, and people were like, well, the Brewers play. And I was like, yeah, but I don't think, can we even stream it? Is there a stream option?
I don't think so for Sunday. I can look that up.
Can McKelvey live tweet it?
Oh, absolutely.
I love live tweets. Like, a baseball live tweets would be so great. 1-1 count, fouled off. 2-2, curveball, in dirt. Yeah. All right, go on. Sorry, I'm just butchering your whole segment here. I'm actually warming. I'm so cold that this is warming me up a little bit.
The hot stove talk?
Yeah, so go on. Sorry.
No, I'll tell you, I want to look up on Sunday. Sunday's game is only on radio.
Oh, well, nice.
But also, it's at the same time as the Bucks Clippers, so I'm not...
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to watch much. I'm not going to listen or watch much spring training baseball.
I'll watch it on TV. I'm not going to listen.
I'm not going to get excited because Keston Hira hits 8 homers this spring off garbage men.
I'm not going to be the guy who on Sunday, February 28th, when it's 38 degrees, is going to pull out his grill, listen to Euchre, and be like, well, here we are. It's spring.
There was this dude from my hometown that like was like a minor league hero.
Although where, I don't think Euchre starts till next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he even doing the game this Sunday?
No.
Yeah.
It's my boy Levering.
Who's great.
Love Jeff.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there was this dude and he was my like around my age, you know, and in high school he was great and he ended up playing in the minors and he was a really good minor league player where every year in the minors he would just drop bombs. And every year, everybody would be like, this is the year he's going to get called up for said team. This is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. And he, like, never got called up. And then finally he did, and he hit, like, 132. But that's why I never get excited for spring training.
There's DraftKings spring training.
Okay, now you've talked me into it.
But how do you predict who's going to do good in spring training?
I don't know.
And DraftKings,
who's trying to make rosters? Is he Sop Choi playing?
DraftKings has these daily Madden sims. Where you can put big money on their simulations that they do of Madden.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather do that than fill out a roster for spring training. I'm glad it's there, and you know I'll do one just for S's and G's. But man, that'll probably be the thing I win on too. To go back to your poll, you put up a poll this morning. What are you most excited for this weekend? Options are Badgers hoops. They've got Illinois. That's tomorrow. The Clippers and Bucks or other, 48% say Clippers and Bucks, 40% say other,
13% Badgers hoops. Then we got a tweet here from Craig who says, anyone who says Badgers hoops, I feel sorry for you. This station just can't let this overrated team go.
I can.
Is that one of the perceptions of the fan?
What?
That we're like, we can't let the Badgers basketball team go?
I don't even, do we even talk? We barely even talk any Badgers.
I do 10 minutes a week with Wurgle.
I'm not allowed to talk college hoops. You won't let me.
We just did last hour.
I talked college hoops.
I named teams in the top 10.
And you did get 7, correct.
I did pretty good.
Yeah.
I've got some more college hoops for you.
We should have this new thing where you go against my wife in college hoops. Like, we have her on the line, and I'll be like, hey, babe, who's the top 10 teams in the nation? And then you do it, and we see who gets more correct for a prize.
We tried something like that once years ago. Mm. It was a utter disaster.
I didn't really want to do that. I just feel like that's something that a radio station would.
I believe the word fat ass chunker got thrown around.
0% chance that my wife.
That's all of the story I'm going to rehash.
Hey, do you think the Badgers 28-1 is a terrible bet to win the national title?
No, I mean, if this is a team that can do it.
They can, unfortunately. But going into the season, I really thought that they'd be a title contender.
Well, they should be there. As you say, they're older than the Bulls.
Well, yeah. The problem is they're a really streaky shooting team, and that's what we were talking about yesterday with Warg Money. And, so when they're hitting shots, great. But when they're not hitting shots, the thing that's disappointing to me is that they don't take care of the basketball in some of these games, and they have double-digit turnovers, and they get beat on the glass. So, like, they're supposed to be a really well-disciplined, well-coached team by Greg Gard. I understand you have a game where you start 0-for-9 shooting the ball from 3. Nothing you can do about that. It's basketball. Sometimes shots don't fall. But you got to take care of the basketball then, especially against teams like Ohio State, Michigan. Sorry, too much college
here. No, you need a rim protector. You need a burner.
A burner.
I'm just reciting words I've heard.
What do you need, Lindsey Hunter to do the speed dribble?
Abandon the shift. I'm just reciting things I've heard on radio.
All right.
I've got some NCAA news for you. They have established contingency plans. If somebody has to withdraw because of COVID.
Hit me with that, actually, because I missed that yesterday.
Once the bracket is finalized and released to us on Selection Sunday, the bracket will not change, nor will teams be reseeded. However, there will be replacement teams on standby, ready to fill in, should a full team be unable to participate. So let's say Gonzaga is the one seed, and I don't know. Johns Hopkins University is the 16, okay? Let's say something like that. If the 16 is out, a replacement team would take over for them. Or if Gonzaga was out, a replacement team would take over for them. Even though they did not make the tournament and would be theoretically worse than a 16 seed, they would not reseed. They would just fill in on the line. So maybe there's a way for... I guess maybe, after all, there's a way for Marquette to get into the tournament. Oh, God.
I laughed, but I had my mic off.
I need a producer that's not you here.
What do you mean?
I need someone else.
Why?
Because you got to produce during the show. I never know if you're talking to me or not. What are you doing right now?
Well, people need the podcast, brother, and I got some stuff I got to do. So, yeah, you could produce the show, and I could be the host. It could be the Ryan Horvath show with Bart Winkler.
Deal.
Okay, you do the producing.
Go back to my email from
Mark
Tony.
What did Tone say?
Tony then goes on to say, "I know too many people disappointed by the fact the Packers didn't make it to the Super Bowl this year that also defend them for the Jordan Love pick." This always ends in a heated argument that I lose, usually with my mother, that I'm just drunk.
Oh.
But even though that's true, I am sure I am right, based on listening to you and Horvath.
this is a real email?
Yeah, I'll forward it to you if you want.
I'm good. I get enough.
Thanks for saving me a year ago by not making me listen to Wildy anymore. He sucks.
Okay, you didn't have to say that.
It's part of the email! Okay. Speaking of football, Russell Wilson... could be on the move, or could he not be? Ian Rappaport, NFL Network.
How realistic is it, Ian, that Russell Wilson could be moved? As of right now, it does not seem realistic. It seems more like a rift, something that's very real, a relationship that absolutely has to be repaired between the Seahawks brass, and Russell Wilson. But as far as a trade, is Seattle a team that is really ready to contend, able to deal with a $40 million cap hit for trading Russell Wilson? And Pete Carroll is 70 years old. Is he really going to rebuild unless there's some sort of replacement for Russell Wilson? That's why this seems a little far-fetched.
That's Ian Rappaport from Club 56.
I was going to say, where's he at? Zero gravity?
Jeez.
Hi, I'm live here in the Boom Boom Room where Russell Wilson has the man. That was better than when we used to get audio from practice and Gasol came over and somebody was just dribbling a basketball.
Yeah. That was
those commercials.
That was
and they made fun of it in Scary Movie. And it would just be people dribbling the bat. It would be the sounds of the sneakers on the court.
That was Ian Rappaport from Park Central, where many in the Fox Valley went as teens.
I wanted to do a game with you where we took all, like, where we went through every single team in the league, and we said, this person will be the starting quarterback. Because didn't we hear, like, 16 quarterbacks were going to change homes? Change teams.
That's a great. Let's do some homework over the weekend.
That's what I meant on Monday.
And then we'll see if we agree.
Yeah, because I was planning on doing it today, but then I was like, that's a lot of work.
Well, yeah, because I otherwise, if we don't do it, if we do it off the cuff, I'll just say Jimmy Garoppolo for like four different teams.
Let me ask you one though. Is Deshaun Watson the quarterback of the Texans?
No. Okay. Because he's holding firm. I thought.
But where is he going to be? And what's it going to take to get him?
I'll tell you on Monday.
Okay. Yeah, hell yeah. That's a tease. Everybody's like, man, I want to know what Winkler thinks. Watch, he's going to end up getting traded over the weekend out of the Dolphins.
Maybe I need to change the promo for Monday. Because here's the promo for Monday's show.
Oh, you've
already done it.
The Bart
Winkler Morning Show.
How about you put it in? Monday morning, the Brewers have their first spring training game. We'll have our first impressions. Bucks and Clippers in a Sunday matinee, a reaction. And will Monday be the day we finally fire producer Todd?
Join us weekday morning 6 to 10 here on The Fan.
Okay.
Is that just every day?
I think I'm going to. Yeah.
Are we going to fire Todd every day?
Yeah. It's going to be like Kenny in South Park. He gets fired every day and he's always back the next day.
Exactly.
And constantly dies.
Exactly.
Russell Wilson has interest in a few teams, including one in the Packers division.
Teams are calling. From what I understand, more than 10 teams have called Seattle about Russell Wilson. There hasn't been much engagement. It's not like Seattle has been weighing offers, but at least teams are still calling. Meanwhile, Russell Wilson has not requested a trade, but has made it known that if someone wanted to trade for him, there are only a couple places he would go, including Chicago, who needs a quarterback, and the Saints, who need a quarterback.
Go up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
I'm your girl's favorite DJ.
Up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
I was doing season one of Empire.
I was doing
Schmitzy.
I was doing Jersey Shore season one, fist pumping. Did you watch Jersey Shore season one? Were you in college or?
Yeah, I was in college.
So was I.
I watched Jersey Shore. I watched the family reunion for a while too. Snooki lost her earring or something. No, she lost her wedding ring in the pool.
I remember I had $500 on Montana basketball, and I got home from class because I took all night classes, and my roommates were like, hey, we're watching this new show. And out comes some dude with a six-pack of abs. And then the first time I saw Pauly D, and I said, what in the hell is this crap? Turn this off. I got $500 on Montana. And I didn't have the multiple TV set up at the time. And they're like, no, we got to watch this show. And then I see Snooki. And at the time, I didn't know what that thing was. And I just remember that I lost the bet, the $500 on Montana.
But you were crushing on JWoww, right?
Well, yeah, like, no. I was a Sammy guy, Sammy sweetheart. But then I just didn't understand what she saw in Ron. He was short. He was clearly on roids. Now, we had a lot of callers yesterday. We had one caller yesterday, Ram. Or wait, it wasn't Ram. Who implied that LeBron was taking roids?
Carl.
Carl from the South Side called in with a hot take. Hot Carl, we call him. His hot take was LeBron is on roids. I don't know about that, but I can tell you that I'm 99.9% sure that Ronnie Ortiz or whatever from the Jersey Shore was definitely on steroids.
That was the most volatile relationship.
Yeah.
Him and Sammy.
Well,
sweetheart.
We all have that buddy like in high school, though, like total meathead. Him and his girl break up every weekend.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
The Sean O'Connell's on the line.
Oh, good.
The Sean O'Connell.
Sean, did you watch Jersey Shore?
I
I have to say I never really caught an episode of that.
Sean, you were in the news yesterday.
In the nude?
In the news.
In the news. I did not catch that.
Didn't you once refer to yourself as Mr. Potato Head?
Well, Bart Winkler, as long as there is blood pumping in my veins, there will always be a Mr. Potato Head in your life. I give you that guarantee.
Because the world got crazy yesterday. It looked like Mr. Potato Head was going to drop the Mr. But it's just the brand of all Potato Head toys are now under the Potato Head moniker. There is still a Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Oh, I never, okay, that's what I like. Yeah, just the potatoes. There should be a little kid Potato Head, a little girl.
It'd be like if, what's another Mr.? Mr. D's used to be a donut shop in La Crosse.
I know Mr. D's. Didn't he get at you the other day?
Now it would just be
what's right. up, Sean?
So what you're saying though is that some people took a little bit of information, misconstrued it in a way, and then blew it all up.
Including
hard to believe.
Including loser of the year 4 years running now, Clay Travis.
Hey.
Okay. All right. Well, since you guys have been hitting on trivia a lot today, and also you have your segment with Paul Emig, which I think is fantastic, the trivia.
I'm gonna pause you for a second because, like Ian Rappaport sounded better with some techno, I want to add some techno to the Sean O'Connor
there you go.
As you're talking. So go ahead now.
Yes, exactly. Techno is what most people think of when the people that know me, they think techno. But yeah, I haven't heard you guys mention that they have announced when Aaron Rodgers is going to be hosting Jeopardy.
Yeah,
they
weeks.
Have April 5th.
April 5th. Yes, for 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
10 episodes.
I don't know what affiliate you have in Madison, but it will be on CBS 58 here. Do you know what time Jeopardy's on in Madison?
No.
It is on at 4:30 on NBC 15. I am family jewels deep in Jeopardy. Always have been. I take the test. About once a month. You like that part? Right. And yes, I take the test about once a month, and I've been following it since I was a kid. And what I don't know if how you guys would do if Aaron Rodgers was your Jeopardy host. I don't know if it would be a competitive advantage or a disadvantage. I'm kind of torn because I do love the guy, and
You think you would just, like, sit there in awe?
Well, precisely. I might get bashful. I might start screaming obscenities. I might projectile vomit. Or more scary, I might tell him my true feelings about him. And then that would really be embarrassing.
Ooh. I'd say, Aaron, you got to stop hanging on to the ball so long and start checking down more.
I'd say, Aaron, you know me for 5 minutes. Are we best friends now?
I'd say, you want to go to the Don Iver concert?
Bon Iver, yes. What's that one with they have the video and they're driving on the snow covered?
I like their newer stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great group.
Yeah, I like their newer stuff. Yeah. Starboy, that's a good one from them.
But yeah, I'm just really concerned that after, the first 15 questions, they come back from the commercial break and Aaron's got his little blue card there and he's like, it says here, Sean, that you once filled in as a radio or a rodeo clown. And then, I start screaming or tell him the F word, or I tell him we should be best friends and all that.
Yeah, I don't think you on Jeopardy with Rodgers is going to work. You're barely getting through this call, Sean.
Oh, my God. Yes, and oh my God, yes, I am a terrible caller.
No, you're not. You're. If there was a Bart caller standings, you'd probably win it this quarter. Okay.
Unless Rick from Oshkosh.
Yeah, unless Rick
emerges.
From Oshkosh.
He's like the Cloverfield monster.
Comes back
right now. Yeah, we haven't seen him.
Pour out a little liquor for.
Whoa! We don't want to go there just yet. We're still holding out hope. Maybe he's like Tom. Maybe he's like. Maybe he's like Tom Hanks in Castaway. Maybe Rick from Oshkosh is just lost from sea with a volleyball that he's named Wilson.
If your wife disappeared on an island, how long would you give her to be alive before you remarried?
One episode of Friends. Oh, remarry? I would never get married again.
Thanks, Sean.
I misunderstood.
That's the right answer. Never get remarried is the right answer. Very good, Ryan.
Bad enough I did it the first time, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
She agrees.
I'm kidding.
I feel like in this business.
Thanks for playing, Sean.
Like, I love my wife.
Take care, pal.
Yeah, see you, Sean.
No double jeopardy for Sean.
Do you agree with me, though? Like, in this biz, like, I like my wife and, like, love her. And, like, you know, I'll text her, like, hey, babe, love you. Can't wait to see you. But, like, in this biz, it's, like, not cool. You got to be like, oh, the old ball and chain's calling me back tonight. You know?
Yeah, there's a certain level of success that you cannot have in this business until you get a divorce.
I got to be like, oh, the old ball and chain's dragging me down again. She wants me to stop it. Pick and save and get some groceries on the way home, but I just want to go home and bet EuroLeague soccer, bruh.
Yeah, but then when you get home in your private life, she's the one with the whip.
Yeah.
You're the one on your knees.
Whoa. Okay. My mom's actually coming into town today.
Okay, I do not care.
I only said that aloud to remind myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to do?
I got a bunch of work to do today, so they're going to probably sit in the living room while I go in the bedroom and do a bunch of work, and then I'll be back on these airwaves at 3:48 today.
Oh, that's right.
So if you like me, tune back in. If you hate me, tune out. Maybe.
That is excellent. As far as what Sean said, that's interesting
regarding
Jeopardy.
Really?
Because in the Milwaukee Metro, this is going to be a big deal. When Aaron Rodgers is hosting Jeopardy, we are going to possibly live stream a watch party where you can pay us to ask questions. We are going to recap it and play clips the next day. But in Madison, it airs at 4:30. In Milwaukee, it airs at 6. They're going to get to know what happens 90 minutes before we do.
I may consider just traveling to Madison.
We should do the show from Madison for 2 weeks.
I think so, too. In a new time slot. I think Rami and Tim and Rami, they should be 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. those days. And we should do live remotes, socially distanced, of course, for the Jeopardy. And, I'm a little jealous that Rodgers just gets to host Jeopardy for 2 whole weeks. Do you think he's nervous? Probably not. He's Rodgers.
Hey, if you can stare down Ndamukong Suh coming at you with his 4.6 speed,
4.6,
you can ask a couple of questions on a game show.
You know what is gonna bother me a little bit about this though is that he needs to be at home learning the playbook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing for the team on the front of the jersey, not
so
the
he's
back.
Visiting a movie set. He's getting married. He's hosting Jeopardy.
Yeah, selfish.
I mean, do you even want to lose in the NFC Championship game again, Aaron?
Yeah, if he really wanted the Super Bowl title, he wouldn't be getting married, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, only Tom Brady.
Yeah, only Tom Brady can be married. And Russell Wilson.
To Sierra.
Yeah, so the speculation is that she's the one behind all this with Russ, which is totally sexist and unfair.
Well, okay, so here's the one thing that I will say. If you look at the teams that are on his list to be traded to, Chicago, huge market. New Orleans, pretty big market for the entertainment industry. Who else is on that list? Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Huge. So, obviously, he would be looking to go somewhere where...
Well, the other one, Dallas.
And then Dallas, yeah. Which, what's up with Dak? When are we going to find out what's up with
Dak? Ooh-wee. What's up with Dak?
What's up with Dak? I like it.
Ooh-wee. Who knew you do voodoo?
What a terrible skit, by the way.
It is the best skit that they've had in the last 10 years.
But that's not saying a whole lot.
That's saying a lot. The show is great.
It's not.
Has not lost any of its luster.
It's lost all of its luster.
You probably like it when it was Joe Piscopo and Ben Stiller for 8 episodes.
No.
Victoria Jackson. Oh, you got it bad for Victoria Jackson.
Forgot that era even existed.
John Lovitz was on there.
Rest in peace.
No.
Oh, he's alive still?
John Lovitz is alive.
Oh.
Healthy.
Where's he been?
Breathing.
I haven't seen him since The Wedding Singer. He's losing his mind, and I'm reaping the benefits. He was great.
He's alive.
Okay, my bad. Sorry, yeah. Mr. Lovitz.
And really, very dependable, and really, you're going to be satisfied every time you see John Lovitz. You know who else is dependable and who you'll be satisfied when you see them? Window Select.
Yeah.
262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. Now, Horvath could tell you as well as anybody, he knows, it's the buy one, get one deal. It's the no payments for a year. And this week only, and I see this calendar here, the week's ending, so you're going to want to get on board this, free installation. But also, Horvath should know this. Not only do they do windows, siding,
and doors.
Energy efficient doors.
Doors.
Fully customizable entry doors. They'll come out for the consultation. You can get it done. The doors are safe and secure. The doors come with a double lifetime warranty. And when you order an entry door, they give you a free Ring doorbell for that added security. Plus, again, no payments for a year. Get your quote today, 262-703-3500, windowsselect.com, 262-703-3500, windowsselect.com. Okay, it's Sean O'Connell's favorite segment time. Some trivia with our goodest of buddies, Paul Imig. Now, for this...
I was talking and I didn't have my mic on. I wonder if Paul feels extra pressure now that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the host of Jeopardy for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Take us out to the Aaron game.
Aaron it out.
Yeah. He actually reached out to me recently because he was driving around and listening to our show on the radio.com app and then reached out to me and said, any tips for when I host Jeopardy? I really enjoy taking me out to the Paul game.
Yeah.
And I said, actually, Aaron, I do. And then we met at a gas station.
As a matter of fact, I do.
And then he was at the Quick Trip. I met him there. We talked while getting gas.
It's so weird. Everybody's always just like, it's like a party there. It's like the mix.
And then he asked me though, by the way, Horvath, he said, have you circled the wagon on the Nets? And I said, Aaron, as a matter of fact, I haven't.
No. In fact, if anything, I've gone the other way on the Nets. Hey, did you watch last night's game yet?
Enough so that I'm aware of the result.
Okay.
You can spoil away.
Have you watched WandaVision yet?
I have not. I've heard good things. Is it good?
It's tremendous.
Is it good if you don't, I know the Marvel stuff to an extent.
No,
is it good if you don't know?
Yeah, like you two especially will really enjoy it. I don't want to tell you why, because that would already be a spoiler, but you'll really like it.
Well, because it's like sitcoms from
the
past.
It's the rare show that I sit down with for a half hour. It's only a half hour, which kind of sucks, but I sit down, my wife sits down, and my 7-year-old sits down, and he doesn't even like fidget or move for an entire half hour. We all like it.
And that's really what we're looking for.
Yeah, good family fun. That's what the Bart Winkler Morning Show provides for you, and what we provide for you with Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
Now,
I forgot I actually have to play these.
You have to play the clips. There was a commercial last night that was really cool, and I hope to see it again. American Express had a commercial.
What's a commercial?
Showing, not yet.
Wait, what?
Showing some businesses where you used to go and gather for games, and now we need to support those businesses by picking up takeout. And it's a national spot, but two of the spots they showed were the Harp downtown and then Stenny's, which is the home of the Bart Winkler water. Go in and ask for the Bart Winkler water. With no ice. Next time you go to Stenny's. So I just thought that was cool.
Fill this up with Coke. No ice.
See that.
All right. So I got 96, 98, and 2000.
That's correct.
All of them?
That's right.
Open them all?
Yes.
All right.
Well, one at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Paul, we did this game a couple Thursdays ago. Can you retell what we're doing?
All right. We are doing, it's 3 points per question opportunity. You're going to hear a song clip. You get 1 point if you can finish the lyric.
Yes.
You get 1 point if you can name the band or artist who sang that song. And then you get to choose a sports question from that year. We have MLB, NBA, NFL, college football, college basketball, and a wild card question. So all of the songs and sports questions, they're all from the same year that we're in. So as Horvath mentioned, we have 6 songs and 6 sports questions from 1996, 6 each from 1998, and 6 each from the year 2000. And because Horvath actually lost trivia last week,
people forget.
Shout out. We're going to let Horvath start if he would like to pick the first year.
Yeah, I will start with 1996. One of the best years of my life. It's when 70 became a reality here in Milwaukee for the Chicago Bulls.
And would you like to be the first song?
I will be the first song.
All right.
All right, here we go.
It's 1996. Here's number one.
It's got to be somewhere in the middle in Cinderella. We put it all together, we can drive it home with one headline. Can't get the voice going. I'm a little scratchy today. I know it's not COVID because I took my test this morning and it came back green. Oh, that's the Wallflowers.
Yes.
I want 2 points. NBA.
NBA, shocking. Did you know, Ryan Horvath, that Michael Jordan led the Chicago Bulls to the NBA title, beating this George Karl-led team in the finals?
Hey, do you know that answer, Notebook Mike?
What's up?
Who did Jordan and the Bulls beat?
Well, no, this is my question.
Yeah, I'll see if Mike knows.
Well, I think you failed on the Wallflowers. I wouldn't give him that. You were just mumbling.
Yeah, that's true.
He got 90%.
Right?
Yeah, and he skipped a couple of words.
I said, me and Cinderella will put it all together. We could drive it home one headlight. What else do you need to know from
that?
Mike's right.
Okay.
Jacob Dylan ain't no Bob Dylan.
Spell Jacob.
Hey, I appreciate you getting my call during with a your K. game, but, you know, my car took a shit. Can I say that?
What did you say?
Swear or dump that?
My car took a dump.
We're done.
Gotta go, Mike. Paul, the team that Michael Jordan and the Chicago
Mike,
Bulls.
Mike, I gotta let you go. You swore.
See you, Mike. Yeah, you call back Monday, maybe. Paul.
What the hell?
All right. So the 72-10 Bulls that year beat the Seattle Supersonics, who featured Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Sam Perkins, Nate McMillan, Detlef Schrempf. Frank Rakowski was on that team. A young Eric Snow was on that team. Hashtag people forget. All right. So I think I got that one.
Just barely. Yes. Three points for Horvath. Bart.
What was he doing?
Why are you putting calls on anyway?
Well, it was Notebook Mike.
Exactly. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Number two.
Feel it, can be serious. You have to ask me why.
Barely breathing.
There you go.
Something, yeah. Two cut in a rising wind.
I don't think I'm giving them this. I could stand here waiting.
Ooh, for another day. No, I get that one.
I said I would pay, but I'm thinking it over. Anyway. Okay.
So Horvath gets it I don't know the
Paul,
answer?
You can keep that one.
It's a point for you, Bart.
But
who's
saying
that song?
And if I don't know it, he can steal it?
Correct.
Who's saying Barely Breathing?
I know
Oh,
it.
My God.
I know it, baby.
Me too.
And I want
it's Duncan Sheik.
No, it's Duncan
Robinson.
Duncan
Sheik.
Duncan Robinson. Oh, yeah.
By the way, Duncan Sheik writes Broadway musicals now, so I love him.
Does he really?
He does. He wrote a musical around, what was the Christian Bale movie in the 90s that was insane?
Inception?
American Psycho?
Oh, yeah.
No.
With Patrick,
is that right?
Yep, American Psycho, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote a musical around that.
Dude, Yeah, I didn't know he wrote that, but I know of that because I was obsessed with that movie for a long time, but that's a story for another day. All right, ready?
Wait, Bart needs a sports question.
Wait, my bad.
NFL.
Sorry.
NFL. Dallas beat Pittsburgh to win the Super Bowl.
The big game.
But it was actually this Cowboys cornerback who was named Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, God. I know it.
Get it.
I know it. Oh, no.
Cowboys corner. What?
Larry Brown.
Larry Brown is correct. Yes.
Oh my God.
Almost choked.
Oh
Horvath, your turn.
God.
3-3.
All right.
Number three.
This is what style we bring. It's Saturday morning, but last night's on my mind. So I need to get off my chest. No matter what may come to shine, dream will always be mine.
All mixed up. Don't know what to do. Next thing you turn around and find that person and you, that's 311. You guys ever, I got buddies that go on the 311 cruise.
I might have got that one wrong.
Really? Why?
I might have said Sublime.
Oh, God. Mm. I'd punch you in the face. Now, that is my favorite band of all time. All right. What do we got? NBA, NFL. I will go wild card.
Hulk Hogan shocked the wrestling world in 1996 and joined these two other wrestlers to form the NWO.
The Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall.
That a boy!
Number four.
Whoa, it's a crazy world we're living in.
Oh, yeah.
And I just can't see that half of us immersed in sin. It's all we have to give this.
No.
Virtual insanity is always. And I get a bonus point. I'm doing the dance.
Well, you don't get it. You are. He is. This is an audio platform. You don't have the visual, but he is doing the this artist.
Jamiroquai.
There you go. Jamiroquai. Great hat.
Sheep poop.
Yeah. It's futures made of.
Ah, and he was right.
And always seem to.
Jamiroquai knew the future before the rest of us.
People forget he was right.
Jamiroquai was before his time. Him and Goudier.
Sports question.
Give me Major League Baseball.
Ooh, good sport.
The Yankees beat the Braves in the World Series, a matchup between these two iconic baseball managers.
Lou Brown.
Braves-Yankees, 1996. Yeah. Two iconic
Joe
baseball
Torre, players. Bobby Cox.
Yep.
That a boy.
Number five.
So, true story, first concert I ever went to was the Spin Doctors, the Gin Blossoms, and Cracker, who opened up with, "To be with you, girl." So that's the Gin Blossoms. I remember the singer lit up a joint on the stage, and my uncle, who took me to the concert, I was 8 at the time, told me it was a cigarette, and I knew better. What do I got left for sports?
College football, college basketball.
Oh, nice. I will go college hoops.
Kentucky won the NCAA National Championship behind this head coach, who would leave a year later to take the head coaching job with the Boston Celtics.
Rick Pitino.
Yes, sir.
And
loved Anton Walker, by the way, and Jamal Mashburn. That was my boy.
And number six.
I guess the winner makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her.
Maybe this year.
That's Counting Crows. That was one of my 12 CDs in the Columbia House 12 for a Penny.
I did Columbia House and also BMG, people forget.
Where do you guys rate the song Colorblind and the movie Cruel Intentions?
Colorblind is a tremendous song.
I am ready.
Wow.
Great movie, too. We played 2 games of backgammon. You guys have never seen Cruel Intentions.
Okay, time out.
I've seen Cruel Intentions.
Time out. Let's
That movie taught me how to be a man, Paul.
We're a little bit in the fast lane here. I just want to slow down and let you both know that my wife and I taught each other how to play backgammon this last week.
And nice. Like a glass of water.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
And it's not that fun.
Okay.
But you've backgammon's
seen
okay.
But you've seen Cruel Intentions.
One part.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Reese Witherspoon are in that movie, and at the time, I loved both of them. Reese Witherspoon especially. I wanted to be like Mark Wahlberg in Fear and be like, "Let me in the house!"
You fancy yourself a Ryan Phillippe, Horvat?
No, but I was a big Sebastian guy. You know, there was behind his dark glasses, there was something else in Sebastian. You know, they painted him out to be this evil human, and he did kind of want to hook up with his sister, which I found
college
weird.
College football.
But then again, his sister was Sarah Michelle Gellar. Go on.
The Florida Gators lost the national championship game to Nebraska by 38 points. Despite the Gators having this Heisman Trophy winner at QB.
Danny Werfel.
Good one, dude.
Correct.
Well, the Gators are my team.
All right, where are we headed?
Horvat, 9. Winkler,
let's just go
9.
To 98. Let's keep going in
right,
order.
Yeah, Bart, I agree.
What year?
We're going to 98.
98, Bart.
Ready? 1998.
It's 1998. Here's number one.
To see me, because I don't think that they'd understand. Not only is that the Goo Goo Dolls.
But everything's made to be broken.
But did you guys know that I met Johnny Resnick a few years ago?
No.
Yeah,
he's at I don't think I knew that.
He's at a company party, and he for some reason, we were going through the stations. And he says, sports, who's your sports host? And they go, it's Bart Winkler over here. He goes, the guy's name is Bart? And then we said, play Iris. And he says, I can only play that one with the band.
I would have said, play name.
I would have said, play Black Balloon.
Oh, baby's
and
Black
we said, play Margarita Berg.
Always been for the whole in life.
All right.
I'll be gay.
Give me NFL. Me.
The Packers lost in the Super Bowl to Denver behind the Super Bowl MVP performance of this Broncos running back.
Terrell Davis.
Correct.
Ooh, I was going to go with Nashawn Marino.
I was going to go with Ron Dane.
Oh. Number two. My stomach turns and my head spins. I would swallow my pride and I would choke on the rise. But the light thereof would remain inside. I would swallow my doubt and turn it inside. Find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin round like a beautiful oblivion.
We are jumping up and
down. Rendezvous that I'm through with you.
I'm out of breath.
Oh, man, who sings that? Oh, man. What? That's,
Who does sing that? Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Who is that?
5 seconds.
No, no, no. Oh, God.
Four.
Oh, man.
Three.
Geez, this ain't even right. No, I don't even. Rancid.
What?
What's the song called?
I don't know. All I know is, or am I origami?
Roll it up and just pretend. Demented as the motives in your head.
I feel like...
5 seconds, five, four, three,
lit.
Two, one. The answer is Eve 6.
Oh,
Eve 6!
Don't they sing, so tonight?
Another good one.
Yeah. I used to hate when that song would come on at the bar in college, though, because it was like, go home. And I was like,
can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you okay?
I was jumping up and down.
That's a great tune, though. Eve it's called Inside Six. Out.
Yeah.
Coming to the band. I can even see the album cover. There's like a
Eve 6 completely spaced from my brain.
Yeah.
It's got like a mosquito wand or something, or a fly.
They were not in my brain.
Man, crazy. All right.
All right. Sports question, Orby.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Give me, have we done NBA yet?
We have not.
I'll go out on a limb here and do some basketball.
In 1998, this player was drafted by the Toronto Raptors and would go on to play 22 seasons in the NBA.
In 98, this player was selected, went on to play. Oh, Marcus Camby.
Incorrect, Bart.
Ooh.
22 seasons in the NBA.
Drafted by Toronto in 98.
Vince Carter.
Oh, then, God. Wow. Marcus Camby definitely did not play. Vince Carter Bart? Just retired.
Vince Carter.
Good job.
Yes.
I almost said Damon Stoudemire, which would have been even more.
Well, you didn't listen to the whole question.
No, I did. You got me. You guys got me.
All right, Bart. Take the 3-point lead. Your turn, Bart.
Go ahead.
You try to hold me.
Number three. Right.
You try to hold me by the bus through. Gonna make a break and take a bake out like a stinking egg and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the chokers and you know the vertigo is gonna go because it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard to smile when I feel bad.
I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean. Well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since I listened to the Bare Naked Lady sing that song.
Well done, sir. Yes.
Give me baseball again.
Well sung. MLB added these two expansion teams in 1998. One in the NL, one in the AL.
98?
Oh, my buddy was telling me about these teams.
Oh, okay. The Diamondbacks.
Correct.
And the Rays.
Yeah. Correct.
I was getting confused. I was getting tripped up with Marlins and Rockies.
Yeah.
They were 93.
Yeah.
Are you Jimmy Ray? Who wants to know?
Number four.
My Jack Bauer
I'll let you steal that if you can tell me what movie.
Friday Night Lights?
Ooh, close.
No.
Close.
No. Varsity Blues.
Yes. Mm. That is my favorite band all time, the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl.
Well done.
Okay, have we done NFL?
You've got your wild cards and your college sports.
Oh, yeah. Okay, give me college basketball.
The Kentucky Wildcats won the NCAA National Championship in this head coach's second season with the program. 9 years later, this coach would show up in the Big Ten coaching Minnesota.
Yeah, Rick Pitino.
Incorrect. Bart.
Oh, my God. No, no, no. I can't believe I just did that.
Can you say it again? I just want to hear it again. I think I know the answer.
Kentucky Wildcats won
Tubby
the national
Smith.
Championship.
Yes.
Tubby Smith.
His stupid kid played on the team. Why did I do that? Why did I?
Bart, number five.
Good job, dude. Good job.
Number four.
Oh.
Number five.
Anyone can see the road that they walked on is paved with gold.
You know why you got me on that one, Paul? Is because Pitino's stupid kid is the coach at Minnesota.
Oh.
Who sings The Way?
Because Pitino went to Louisville. And then he was getting all of his players strippers.
The way.
Damn it!
Sorry. It's always summer. It never gets cold.
Quick aside. Did you see that, that Freddie's working on his slider?
I did.
Yeah, because normally he's known for his fastball.
Oh, I see what you did there. Well done.
Thank you.
Fastball saying The Way.
Yeah. Wild card me.
Not even Wild their best song.
This NHL team, led by Steve Yzerman and Brendan Shanahan, won the Stanley Cup in 1998.
Detroit Red Wings.
Correct.
NHL was on Fox back then. That's when they had the glowing puck.
I didn't like it.
I remember the glowing puck. That was a failed experiment. Horvat finished off 1998.
And number six.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
I know who I want to take me home. Is that semi-sonic?
Yes.
All right, what do I got left? College football?
Yes, college football. In 1998, this running back was the Heisman Trophy winner and would soon see Mike Ditka trade his entire draft to bring him to the Saints.
Yeah, Ricky Williams.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say Curtis Enos because you keep confusing me with this stuff. I can't believe I said Rick Pitino.
All right, I think we can squeeze in 2000 here. Let's hit it.
Yeah, we got it.
We got time. Horvath, you start us off.
All right, let's do it.
The year 2000. Here's number one.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Why she looks so good in photographs. I absolutely love her when she smiles. You're going to win this. I don't know who sings that song. Hold on.
I believe it's...
No, hold on, though.
Well, 5 seconds.
I remember the video even. Isn't that the one where he's a bit... No, that's looking to your heart, pretty baby.
No, they're doing like a... They're maybe at like a club or something, playing in a loft or something.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just hear this end part again. No. Oh, that is...
Are you Googling?
No.
No, I'm staring them down.
I don't even have the internet. Here, they got that in California.
Five, four.
I really don't know.
Dude, one. Bart.
I think it's... 9 days.
It is 9 days.
God. Have they ever made anything else?
No.
They have not. Sports question, Horvat.
I will go with... Let's go out on a limb here. I'm going to go NBA.
The Western Conference's top-seeded Lakers beat the East top-seeded Pacers in the NBA Finals. Name the two head coaches in that series. Pacers, 2000. Head coaches.
Yeah, Lakers Pacers in 2000 would have been for the Lakers Phil Jackson against Larry Bird for the Pacers.
Yes, sir.
All righty. I'm back on track.
Number two.
I really don't mind what happens now and then. As long as you'll be my friend at the end.
If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? This song is a classic example of, this is an area of time, this is Three Doors Down, and this is an area of music where somebody would have a hit song and then they'd have to come out with a whole album, and every song sort of sounds like their hit song. Real trash album, Kryptonite the song.
Well done. Sports question.
That's another high school football highlight video NFL. Song.
Yeah, it is.
You guys always go out on a limb first with your NBA Horvat and your NFL. The Rams beat the Titans in the one-yard short Super Bowl, a game in which Dick Vermeil outmaneuvered this Tennessee head coach.
Oh, man.
Oh.
You lucky.
Head coach.
Son of a
Tennessee.
Biscuit, you.
I don't know it.
Good. I finally get a steal
here.
You get
a pass?
No. Tennessee's coach
was... He's
going to
get it. He does this for the drama of it. He's so predictable. Total
one.
Me guy, not a team player.
Wade Phillips.
God, no. Come on.
Horvat.
Jeff Fisher. Great mustache.
Oh,
terrible
yeah.
Terrible coach. That's
Why
good.
Did
That's
I forget that?
Well,
I don't know. Why did you forget Jeff Fisher?
I mean, how old are you?
I was
16.
I know. Oh, wow. You were 16 that year? Jeez.
Number three.
7
Far away, they met to the far. Here I am. I don't know who sings that song, dude.
It's like one of like five bands. Like
they actually had a handful of singles.
It's like,
you guys both don't. If you both don't know, I'll give a hint.
Paul, they remind me of every band.
I'm gonna take a guess.
They remind me of a mixture of Stained,
Trapped,
yeah.
Disturbed.
No, that's not. That's more like Live, Creed. Who are the other dudes? Collective
Soul. My
guess
is Stained.
No, that is not Stained.
It's not Stained. Horvat, you got a guess?
Yeah. Here I am again. That is
What's it start with?
They also sang Shimmer.
Oh, Shine Down.
Oh, Angel
no.
Dust. Did I say Angel right. Dust?
No one gets it. It's Fuel.
Fuel.
Oh, yeah.
Shine Down.
I like Fuel's mellow stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a sports question.
Fuel actually sold like 10, 12 million cars. I was reading about them recently. What do you want? Sports?
Yeah, exclusively by people that ran weight rooms in high school.
College football.
Florida State defeated Virginia Tech in the Sugar Bowl to win the BCS National Championship, led by this Sugar Bowl MVP wide receiver who became the fourth overall pick by the Bengals in the 2000 NFL Draft.
Yeah, Peter Warwick.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right,
number
better,
three.
Better get scooped.
Oh, sorry. Wait, what number are we on, guys?
Four.
Jesus.
Four?
Take it on the other side. Take it on. Take it on.
How long must I slide?
Separate my side.
Is that Chili Peppers?
Was it?
Is that Chili Peppers?
Chili Peppers.
Okay.
And your sports question.
Baseball.
Baseball, the Yankees, featuring future Hall of Famers Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera, won the World Series in five games over the Mets, who featured this Hall of Fame catcher.
Mike Piazza.
Yes, sir.
Good job, dude.
Or
number five.
Incubus. Seen them live 100 times. Saw them in Rage Against the Machine in the same weekend.
Get your question in so we can finish it.
Cal, whatever's left. Wild card.
Get help with expensive. Oh, wait. Sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Wait, who's the band?
He said Incubus.
Okay, good. Sports.
Whatever we got. College.
Wild card.
Yeah, wild card.
This WNBA team won their fourth consecutive championship in the year 2000, led by Cheryl Swoops and Cynthia Cooper.
Washington's team.
Bart?
I'm going to say Houston.
Houston Comets.
Yeah.
And I'm the WNBA person.
All right, Bart, hit the last song.
And number six.
You weren't there for me, so now it's time to leave and make it alone.
see you out that door, baby. Bye. I want to be a fool for you.
Now you want to see a dance. I'm doing that dance.
Michigan State won the national championship behind the performance of the tournament's most outstanding player, a point guard who was selected 14th overall by the Pistons.
Mateen Cleaves.
The Flintstones.
Mateen Cleaves. Bart, 3 weeks in a row of trivia victories.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Name the rest of the Flintstones for double points.
Thank you, Paul.
I'll give you one.
Charlie Bell.
There you go. Oh, hell yeah, Paul.
Yeah, okay, bye. I could...
Mo
I
Peterson.
Now I really come yeah. to
see. That. Thanks, Paul. I'm going to play NSYNC on the way out here.
Bye, guys.
Oh, because bye. We're leaving.
Bye.
I just cut him off.
We'll be back Monday.
Maybe.
Yeah. You never know after a Friday. You never know.
You may hate me because I didn't want Jordan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.